back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Quick segment here as we move towards the tip-off. Nebraska against Southern, 8 p.m., Big Ten Plus. Obviously, it's dealing with success is obviously one of the hardest things that any program, any sport has to do, any program. Obviously, Nebraska had extreme success out there in Hawaii, was came in as a favorite, but then obviously it's even sometimes harder to handle your business and become champion. That's what they did. Long flight back, little bit, I'm assuming, some time off, and then you got to get right back at it. Obviously, you know, you're supposed to handle business against Southern. So with that being said, what are some of the expectations that you want to see tonight on an odd, you know, it's a Monday, it's a later start. You go and play, you know, a pretty tough Oregon State team, and then you kind of play, and then you go play Southern. What are the expectations?
I think I said it to you. I think I'm pretty sure I said it to Austin, that what I noticed about Nebraska in the lobby of the resort was that they were about the business at hand. They weren't trying to be distracted. They had focus on, you know what, we came here to do a job, and the work had to be done. And they didn't get involved in all the distraction. They were social, but they weren't distracted. And I would imagine that the building has a little more juice. Now, it would have even more if it was a full-on, everybody was in town. But that's okay. They're going to have to bring their own juice tonight,
which is good.
They're also going to have to carry momentum of the things done right. And what I know about Nate Lenzer is that he cares less about human nature, and he wants you to work at your standard, which is why I think they'll be fine tonight. I think they'll be fine. I tell you what, though, that travel landed on me yesterday morning. I slept for 12 hours for no reason. Like that.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you pay for a vacation either financially or physically. You know, I think, you know, Coach Nate and the staff, they're going to set the standard. And this is a game you're going to have to coach them hard, because, I mean, it's hard to do it. You know, they are tired. It doesn't matter your age. You're going to be tired. It is going to affect you. But there is no excuses, because, you know, you have to trick your mind and thinking, like, what if I got to play, you know, in the NCAA tournament on a Thursday, and then we got to get into the Sweet 16 on a Saturday, and I'm going to be tired then too. So this is, you know, the wins out of this game is more mental, because, you know, physically, you know, hopefully they'll come to play. You just want to see the continuation of building a team, roles being more defined, and maybe changing in the sense of, you need maybe your bench players to step up. Maybe you need like a Jacobson and Hoiberg to come off and provide that energy to get the guys going. Or do you need like my man Raleigh to come and like he did against Oregon State, get it started and maybe continue and bring it home. So it's going to be interesting to see who steps up tonight and shows up with the maturity that, like they did out there in Hawaii, and handle business.
Yep. I do think Sam Hoiberg's a good call there, because the building needs to feel early on like it did against Indiana. Going to be hard to get that level of juice, but you're on a pretty typical schedule, right? You played on Christmas, you played on the 25th, travel day, 2 days off, hard practice day before the game, and then here you are, you're playing again. Building needs to feel like Indiana early, right? Nebraska can't let Southern hang around. There's a little bit of me that is worried about the starters. I think it'll still be a maturity type of game if Nebraska comes out, answers a lot of questions for me. I could see it being a Sam, come in, give us a spark. Andrew Morgan, come in, give us a spark with your energy. I could see it being the case. I think if you're in Nebraska, you hope it doesn't get there, because fair or not, this is going to be your last impression for people heading into, for my money, the biggest game on Nebraska's schedule. You can't look ahead past Southern, but UCLA coming to town on Saturday is a huge game. You want the fan base to feel good about you. You want the fan base to rally and show up after football won. Football did its business. Spotlight's on you, Husker basketball down at PBA. You got a big one coming up on Saturday. Give people a reason to show up and support you.
When are the students back?
They don't come back till after Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah, that's the part.
They still around though. They ain't want to stay at home that long. But yeah, I mean, this is something that you got to do. And you know, yeah, the starters need to play good. I mean, maybe this is like where you know Mia gets busy. You know, sure. He's a big old strong dude. You need guys.
He can set the tone.
Right. I mean, It's a perfect game.
Well, Berkey can have a night.
He can do that. But a guy that hasn't been able to get off scoring wise, and Mia being bit that big, it's a good game for him to maybe change your way up. You start the game, try to pound it in there to, you know, soften them up a little bit. And then while other guys get going, or you see Bryce that says, you know what, I'm going to continue what I've been doing. I was the MVP. And, you know, I'm kind of, you know, just going along and just going, you know, 19, 20, 30 points and, you know, take the game into 18, your own
20
hands.
Or 30. 30.
<All right. laughs> Keep going. Well, come on, run it up.
You go from 9 to 30 some points. You can control the ball on a string. That's more of a mindset thing. And if he wants to score 30, young man can score 30.
I'm with that program.
So, I like it though. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll holler at you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.